This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusumano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. But you can give them to the brothers and bees. I need
fun. Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Maryville University sponsors the phone lines, continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of this great institution, one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. In fact, I was talking to a friend of Mark Stricker yesterday, the fine Maryville coach, and he was telling me about how Mark had recruited one of the players in the Final Four this weekend, and he is he's got a really cool name. His Kamado Easy. He played for Grandview, and he had 17 points and 11 boards and 5 blocks against St. Mary's in the state championship game. So Mark Stricker doing some fine recruiting at that great school.
You know, when Eastside won their title, which, by the way, I can't believe they'd never won a basketball title. I know Lincoln had some great teams back in the day, but still, over the years, all the athletes East St. Louis has had, and I heard Marie Scott say it, you know, we've been a football school.
I think Darius and Philip Gilbert went to the Final Four and finished third that year.
They'd never been to a title game, let alone winning it. But after they win the title, the Hargrove tweet just kind of reminds you. And it's something that Darren Sunk, the football coach, is always telling those kids in football, get a scholarship, go anywhere. You can play, you know, it doesn't matter what level. Just get somewhere. And Hargrove had some tweets about his mom, and there's a shot of him hugging his mom, and he said, I promise you, I'm going to get us out of here. Doesn't that just hit you?
Wow.
You know, there's a kid who is trying to make his life as good as he can. He's going to go to SLU next year. Great for him. Family can see him play because he's nearby. But he actually said, Mom, I promise you, I'm going to get us out of here.
And Mrs. Hargrove, according to Tony last night on Channel 5, was the reason why he decided to go to St. Louis U. Now, Corey Tate and Travis Ford deserve a lot of credit, but he wanted his mom to be able to see him play. And that really does say something, Martin. I mean, God bless all these guys that go to different schools, and you can't second-guess them at all. But, boy, if you can do it in front of the hometown, you know, crowd and your mom and dad watching and get to the NCAA tournament, that's got to be doubly nice.
Yeah, if it's a toss-up, you got to pick something close to home, drivable at least, so they can see some games. I mean, let's say Hargrove could have gone to, you know, UCLA, whatever. That's great. That's exciting. But mom and dad are rarely going to see you play.
Yeah.
Your buddies in high school rarely going to. And that's something different about if Travis is able to get this going next year where you've got local kids. But the great run they had, I mean, Dwayne Evans was one of the best Billikens we've seen in a while. You had Quamaine Mitchell and Conklin, all these good kids, really good kids, Jordair Jett. But you didn't have Majerus, I don't think, give two rips about local kids.
Well, what he did was he wanted to know right away. He had a great line. He said, the best answer you can hear from a high school recruit is yes. The second best answer you can hear from a high school recruit is no, that you want to know right away. Like with Tyler Griffey, with Scott Suggs. Majerus wanted those guys, but he wanted an answer. Are you really going to consider it? And then when one of the parents would say, I don't want my kid playing against St. Bonaventure. So Majerus said, fine. So then what we'll do is we'll put Porter Moser at every one of Dwayne Evans's or Mike McCall's AAU games, and we'll get those kids. So that's a tribute to what freaking Corey Tate is doing. He's getting the best player in St. Louis in Uri Collins, maybe the best player on the east side in Terrence Hargrove.
Gosh, that good one.
Yeah, oh my goodness, the best player a couple years ago. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you can get this thing going and you got the local kids, as much fun as we love Conklin, Evans, Mitchell, all those guys, Rob Lowe, it was a lot of fun to watch those teams. They were really good. It adds a different element there if you get the local kids. And you see somebody like Hargrove winning a state title, you know, appearing on Channel 5, Channel 2, making the rounds, and then you're going to get to see that same kid next year at Chaffetz. And maybe that'll help boost the attendance a little bit too. You just get in this Uri Collins, the run that he had. Kind of a bummer, no St. Louis team. I mean, you had Incarnate Word winning again, the powerhouse that they are, but St. Mary's comes up short, CBC comes up short. Thank God for the Hillside cleaning up over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did great. The Southwest Conference. We're getting a lot of love for Tremaine Isabel. Isabel, outstanding rep of the program, tremendous depths and insight. Tremaine should be complimented. Great interview, well spoken. Courtney D., Uncle Bill's is a distant third to Original Pancake House and Chris's Pancake House. I think they're all great.
Yeah, they're all great. He's also on a college budget, you know, kind of fits the budget.
When he's graduated or no longer under NCAA control, can we get a Frank's Food Picks with Special guest, Tremaine Isabel and Uncle Bill.
You and him sitting there eating pancakes.
I like that idea.
That's award-winning, and it also gets you another meal. By the way, food-related, shout-out to Kemal's, the Chop House. The Kilcoins were all there on Saturday night and had a tremendous dinner. And around the table, I mean, there was cannelloni being consumed. There were steaks being consumed. There was some. I actually ate mussels for the first time as an appetizer. My brother-in-law talked me into that. Great service. We had Bobby. And it really, when you go to Kemal's, it's like a whole team is taking care of you. I talked to your brother a little bit. There's a picture of Frank's mom as a little girl being, I guess that's Grandma Kemal holding on to your mom, maybe?
Yes, my mom, right outside the Grand Avenue location.
Yeah, some great pictures of the original Kemal's, and now it's located in Westport Plaza. Great venue. The bar is noted by Bill McDermott. It's a beautiful bar when you walk in there. So great ambiance, food. It lives up to the Kemal's tradition, and I didn't realize until we're sitting there that night, my brother-in-law said whenever he had out-of-town people for work, he always took them to Kemal's downtown.
Wow.
And I said, I'd never heard you say. He said, well, you had your wedding rehearsal there 10 years ago. And he said, I always love that view. So, and he does a lot. He has a lot of folks from Canada that come into town. And they would always go to, I never knew this. And I said, all these years, you probably could have got a free dessert out of it.
Yeah, you should have let us know.
But great new location there. The Kemal's in Westport. Make sure you check it out.
We had the cheese bread.
We had the toasted bread. We had a little bit of everything, I would
say. What did you drink?
I had a Manhattan.
Wow.
And then a little bit of wine.
Okay.
And then did you have dessert?
I tried not to, but I had a few bites of the Italian cake.
The Italian cream cake.
The Italian cream cake.
Yeah.
There was, the table had a little bit of this cheesecake, Italian cake, chocolate cake, and Frank was very generous in sending some items to the table. And my mom was picking up the bill, but
I wonder how short arms. Oh, mom, come on, let me grab.
Frank made sure that it wasn't. The bill was lowered a little bit with Frank's assistance there, but definitely check it out. Special occasion, birthday, maybe a couple's night out. Head to Kemal's Chop House.
All right.
I would have talked sports with Frank's brother, but he is the brother that doesn't really care about sports.
He knows nothing. I don't know how we could have the same genes. And he's like book smart. No, street smart, but not book smart. And then his brother that's 2 years older than him, Joe, he's a doctor. And then Mark was not much of a student. I don't know. It's just amazing how kids can turn out like that. All in the same household. All right. Kevin King, by the way, the outstanding attorney, went from Mizzou to SLU. Ted Mimlitz went from Mizzou to SLU.
Okay. But not Mizzou, SLU, NCAA.
No.
I'm thinking that's got to be the one and only.
Do you know how many NCAA tournaments SLU has made it to? Take a guess.
I should know this. There's three. There's four. There's five. There's, what, seven? Probably 10.
Unbelievable. You nailed it.
Is it 10? I honestly didn't know. You had the Highmark years where they do back-to-back, 94-95, and then you had the 2000 out-of-nowhere conference tournament, and they lost to Majerus, by the way, in the first round.
Then you had the
Hughes
in there.
In 98, that, I skipped 98. 94-95, 98-2000, and then you had the Majerus cruise run.
Three, which was one with Rick, two with Jim.
Yeah, 12-13-14, and then now this team in 2019. So really, before Spoon, you're talking about just a couple, right?
Yeah, because Grauer had a couple of 27-win teams, or he had that one 27-win team, and they didn't make it to the tournament because they'd only take one, and Pete Gillen and Xavier would always beat SLU in the finals.
It is perspective, and most of us don't have it. Charlie was talking about how, last Monday for him, it was huge because Bradley made the tournament, and it had been 13 years, and I think it's, twice in 30. Marquette's in it for the 10th time in 14 years. And I think Brian and I would say, we haven't been great lately. We haven't been going to enough tournaments. And you really do, unless you're Duke or North Carolina, you don't have. Yeah, but we don't have that right. Unless you're Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, you should be. If somebody gets in 10 out of 14 years, we should be grateful, but we're not. And by the way, how many people watching the SLU game yesterday said, those damn free throws are going to cost them in the end? Weren't you thinking that?
Even Jabon Best was missing them. It's insane how bad they are. Yeah, in fact, even Terrence Hargrove, I asked him about his free throws. He goes, I'm 75%. I'm fine. Because I won't be like those guys. Yeah.
Well, and Travis told us that Hassan French, who struggles in the games, he said, you watch him in practice, he knocks down 70, 80%.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad we didn't have to talk about that. Because I thought it was going to be, the one thing that we've been focused on all year finally bit him in the end. I mean, they were able to overcome that, which is amazing. They were under 500, right, in the game? Under 50% in that game yesterday?
Yeah. Crazy. Were they 7 of 15?
I think they finished under.
Wow.
Yeah, 7:15 would be correct.
So, Frank, with your question last week of best broadcasting duo and listening to radio of SLU games this week, Bob and Earl were fabulous.
I did pull up the stream online to hear Rammer and Earl's call at the end of the game yesterday. I wanted to hear that. I like Iron Eagle, but I was more interested in hearing Rammer's call than his.
Was Bob a little excited?
Bob was excited. I heard a squeak by Earl at one point. He was also very excited at the end of that game.
I think this is a sarcastic text. Frank, is SLU's season still a failure since they didn't win the A-10 regular season title?
Is that from Strick?
Is that from Strick and Tuna, who still, via the text, refused to give any love? And I said, one of our group texts, I said, if you're not happy for SLU, you're a terrible person. So later, Strickland texted me directly and said, terrible person, wow. And I said, well, I was sort of kidding.
Sort of.
Sort of kidding. But if you can't if you can't be happy for SLU and you're a St. Louis media member, although Strick and Tuna act like they're not media members, which most of us on most days would agree that we don't claim them. But if you can't be happy for them, and I think Tuna asked us, when's the parade? I'm like, they got into the NCAA tournament. There's nothing wrong with that. It was a great run. It's a great story.
If Strick would apply the same scrutiny to SLU that he does with the Blues, he would probably not be working for Fox Sports West right now, right?
Simply stated,
yes.
You guys are terrible.
How's Jory from the line? I imagine outstanding. I've seen him shoot. How about him this weekend? He played on one leg. I was talking to one of the St. Mary's coaches this morning, and he said that he had this knee-to-knee collision with another player. And really just could not move. He sits out the second quarter, and he comes back. He still ends up with 21 against Ledoux, and then he comes back with over 30 in the final game.
I think the upside here for SLU is that you knew you were getting a point guard who's going to handle the ball for you from here on out, but you may have gotten more of a scorer than you thought a year ago.
You're so right about that. That's well stated. What's the value of a SLU scholarship? Isn't it about like 57, 60,000? That's like $240,000.
I would think, at least $200,000.
Almost $250,000. Jeez. All right. Let's see what else.
By the way, we'll get Charlie on the lie detector.
Strick is an angry little man from Gibby.
We are going to put Chuck on the lie detector. It's Sparty and Tom Izzo. He loves Tom Izzo against those Bradley Braves. In Des Moines on Thursday. You got to go, don't you?
Yes.
Your alma mater rarely gets in. Now, I'm not looking to work. Trust me. I got to watch Marquette at 3:30 on Thursday, and I'm off work. But I think if you're Chuck, you got to go. And Billiken fans, I'd love to know how many actually are going to spend the money and get on a plane and go. That's a tough ask, but.
That is, especially when you think, you know, do I spend, let's just say it's going to be $2,000 with everything, to go watch a game that I can walk into my den and this, you know, turn it on.
You got to be a big fan.
Yes.
Maybe Larry. Larry rents a plane for everybody.
Yeah. Dr. Schaffitz.
A couple of his friends. Yeah.
They did have a pretty good contingent in Brooklyn. I was amazed at the size of that crowd, including there was one time where Dr. Schaffitz did the cut your neck thing like this. They had a cutaway and he goes like, "What the heck?"
He gets really excited, doesn't he?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I bet SLU's got some East Coast alums that live in Jersey, New York, or whatever, that you can make that trip.
And they got players that are from that general area, too. I think
Hassan, for sure.
Yeah, DJ Foreman, I think, is from that general area.
And in San Jose, you're probably going to have some SLU alums that live in the San Francisco, Oakland area.
Well, I actually heard from one moments ago, Chris Sloan.
Will he be there?
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to go for sure. I said, boy, this is the only St. Louis team you actually root for now, because you actually probably rooted for the Cubs against the Cardinals. You were really pulling for Stan Kroenke to bring that team to L.A.
Voting for us against the MLS bid, probably.
Right. Yeah.
In line with the boss.
I'm just joking. He's a proud St. Louisan, and he loves the Billikens, and he'll be out there for sure.
Yeah, I would think a lot of former players would show up if they could. I was going to ask Tremaine, that's a pretty good drive from Seattle all the way down to San Jose, but maybe some family members, Seattle folks, it's doable. You can get in the car and do it. I don't know what that is. Hoff will look it up and tell me later, but it's probably a good 12-hour ride.
Somebody said if you want to really save money on a flight, that you fly into Las Vegas, which you can get a relatively cheap flight, like $450, and then, but that's about a 6 or 7 hour drive.
And then Frank gets to Vegas, and you go, you know what? I'm in Vegas. The tournament's on. You say, boy, the car broke down.
You tell KFDK, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to fly to Vegas. You give me $500. We're going to throw it on black. If we double it, will be in San Jose that night.
That's an interesting line of thinking.
If not, I'll see you Monday.
And this will be the one day Monique's listening to the show, and she's going to call here in a few minutes and say, I thought we were going out of town this week.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, what about our friends at Schnucks? We're going to be there Thursday?
You'll be there Thursday. The exact location in 3, 2, and 1 will be off Jungerman Road. 100 Jungerman Road, St. Peter's, Missouri. So what you can do is get all your tournament stuff at that Schnucks that day. No one works the Thursday and Friday, the first round. So go to Schnucks, get your alcohol, get your chips, get your food, frozen pizzas, whatever, and then come see us, and then go home and watch the tournament games. That's the action happening on Thursday at the Schnucks off Jungerman Road.
All right, and then before we end this hour, I want to tell you about our good friend, Dr. Michael Jones, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area from routine eye exams to LASIK, custom cataract surgery. Dr. Jones can get it done for you. I mean it. You want to get rid of the glasses. You want to get rid of the contacts for good. You pick up the phone. You tell them I sent you, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Michael Jones. And Brian, Hot Shots is one of our sponsors.
Yeah, Frank, you got about, 10 days or so to register for the opening day ticket giveaway brought to you by Budweiser and Hot Shots throughout the rest of this month. Go to any of the 11 area Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill locations and enter to win tickets to opening day courtesy of Anheuser-Busch and Budweiser. Winners will be drawn on March 29th, so you have 11 days. While you're at Hot Shots, grab some great deals on Bud Family Pints every Tuesday night or Bud Family Pitchers every Saturday night. Nothing goes with Cardinals baseball like an ice-cold Budweiser at Hot Shots.
And the Covered Hour is coming up next. Chuck Marlowe with his Bracket Bradley breakdown, some hot takes, all fresh. And the Midday Grind coming up here at the top of the hour. Later, Travis Ford on the Hardline with Rammer and Company.